CliffCentral.com. Fantastic. There we go. We are now live. It is a hashtag VOOV Central coming to you live on DSTV 196 in the VOOV app as well. And of course on cliffcentral.com too. Yo, we got to get so close here, Scooby Nero. Like so close. Like it's a very close. You got to swing closer to me. There we go. This, by the way, though, is Scooby Nero, South African based Nigerian award winning multi genre artist. Hanging out on VOOV Central. What's up, Scooby?
Hey, what's up, bro? What's popping?
I mean, I'm good. I don't think I'm as cool as you. Hopefully, I'm going to get some cool lessons in this little chat that we're going to have. Because, like, I mean, look at this bling, first of all. That's, if I had to... And then there's the watch situation going on. It's like, it's a whole thing. You're too cool for school. So hopefully, I'm going to learn a little bit about you in this and how to be cool as well. For someone that's never met Scooby Nero before, how would you go about describing who Scooby Nero is?
Yeah, Scooby Nero is a Nigerian Afro-pop artist. You understand? That does all genre of music. So I'm not really kept in a particular box or particular kind of, you understand? Yeah, I do my thing. I started music here in South Africa. You understand? That was in 2013. So ever since then, I've been pushing.
Dope. Yeah. And there's been such a massive kind of resurgence, or not resurgence, because resurgence implies that like something went away and came back. But certainly what you're doing now is very on trend in terms of what music is about. Just globally, there's been a huge shift to sort of African music and African sounds and African beats.
True.
Why do you think the world has slept on what it is that you produce for so long? And are you excited now that finally people are taking it seriously?
Yeah. I'm very, very excited about taking it seriously. You know, everybody, most people in Africa, they've always seen Africa to be the kind of people that does things that the Westerner does. You understand? Things that people in America does. You understand? Everybody wants to try to copy the star. But now Africa decided to embrace themselves and do this Afro-pop and other things. So it's been working for us so good. So, and I can see Drake, everybody trying to hop on remixes and stuff. You know, so yeah.
Yeah,
so,
Drake's so trying to hop on. Like, yeah. Drake, you're trying to hop on and jack other people's
A lot of them, you know. I didn't say that, but yeah, but it's true though.
It's okay though, because it's true. And there's a lot of people that criticize this, that like overseas artists come into Africa and then they kind of, you know, they take aspects of South African music or African music, they put it into their stuff, and then all of a sudden we think it's cool because maybe we don't think that our stuff is great.
I don't know. I won't say Africa has got this inferiority complex, but I think we can do it by our own, by ourselves. Yeah. You understand? We've got all it takes to do it. Trust me. In like a few years' time now, we're going to be better than, trust me, the Westerners. We're going to be better than America. We're going to be better than Africa. Is like, it's coming up really, really fast.
Well, certainly with people like you at the helm, it is. We're hanging out with Scooby Nero on hashtag VOOV Central. We're going to take a look at some of the comments coming through here. PZ says, I see you, buddy. And then like heart face things. Do you get a lot of like heart face emojis? Do people like...
From the mummies, you know.
From the mummies. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Shailene is just clapping and saying, you're really cool. Different people are entering the room and hanging out. Talk to me about how kind of, you know, apps like VOOV or apps like Twitter, like Facebook and that, how have they helped you to expand your brand and get your music out there and collaborate with different people? Because you've worked with some really, really cool people and we're going to speak about it a bit more in a second.
Yeah, apps like VOOV, Twitter, like social media as a whole. I'm one of those people that social media really, really helped, you know, because I don't really have to like go knocking on doors. Like on the whole days, like people go knock on doors using my CD. I can just be doing my thing on my Instagram, on my Facebook, and people want to check me out. You know, so it's just the same thing that's done with a lot of people. You know, this is 2018. So this is what happens with everybody. You understand? So it's already really helped me big time.
Let's talk about some of the people that you've worked with, from Questa to Blacklez to Nadia Nakai to Sean Pages to Moonchild, recently with Gigi LeMain. How do you decide who you want to collaborate with? And then what is that process? Like, do you just WhatsApp? I've always wondered with artists, like, is it a WhatsApp? Is it like...
Well, yeah, when you're in the studio doing a song, you understand? When you're doing a song in the studio, you know every different artist in the industry, you know different artists in the game.
Yeah.
So when you're doing a particular kind of song, for somebody like me, though, that does different kind of genre of music, you understand? I'll be like, okay, yeah, I think Questa will be very, very dope on this. No, Gigi LeMain is gonna kill this. I might have a real Afro pop song. Even if Dallas is next door, I won't ask Dallas to come jump on it.
Yeah, you gotta feel it.
Because it has to be somebody that will really, really kill it. You understand? Not saying Dallas won't kill it, but you know, but it's not a steez.
First it was Drake, now it's Dallas.
No, man.
I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding. So, dude, tell me for a second about how you go about figuring out what your brand is. Because certainly, you know, when people are listening to your stuff or engaging with you on social media, Scooby Nero is selling a lifestyle, I would imagine, more than just like, this is my music. There's a whole thing associated with you. You know, it's how you dress, it's how you engage in public, it's how you come across in social media. So what is the Scooby Nero brand and how are you distilling that?
Okay, I will say I've been having a little problem with that. I won't lie to you, you understand? One thing I know I do very, very well and do and I will keep doing well is just being myself.
Yeah.
I don't really try to push it out, you know, so I don't try to force myself to be what I'm not. You know, I keep a one on it. You understand? So far so good. People have been liking me for being me. So it's not really work. You understand? It's not really, really work, you know. It's not like putting in work trying to copy somebody's swag. Just being Scooby.
Well, it's a lot easier to be, you know, just Scooby when you have your own clothing range, which I know that you do as well.
Scooby Wears.
So tell me about putting Scooby Wears together, because there's Scooby Nero, then there's Scooby Wears, and Scooby Wears, Scooby Nero, like it's a whole thing.
Yeah, okay, Scooby Wears started with a fan, though. A fan that kept, like, hey, bro, I can make you stuff that you can wear merchandise and stuff like that. So I found out this dude, you understand, will make merchandise for, like, maybe 250, what of 250 rand, and he'll sell it for like 800. And people are like going after it. People really want to buy it. I'm like, oh, dude, come here. What's going on? So I just talked to him like, hey, let's work something out.
Yeah.
You understand? Let's work something out. So put money into it and, you know, came about your Scooby Wear stuff and everybody likes it.
I dig it. Yeah, that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
It says here, the young artist has proven to be skilled with the versatility of his music that has captured the ears of Africa. What kind of guy are you in a music studio? I mean, do you go in with a very set agenda of what you want to record? Do you just book loads of time and then go in and kind of hope for the best? How does your musical process work?
Okay. Things I do is, it might be my everyday life, you understand? Things that I do, like, be in the studio for like 2 days and I won't come up with anything that I like. I might go into the studio like today for 1 hour or 2 hours and I'll come back with something very, very dope. So it all goes with it, you know? But I would say that I'm always inspired, you understand? 24/7, there's always something to sing about, you understand? There's always something to sing about. So that's how I wrote.
I dig it.
What's up with you? Dig it. Let's dig in everything.
I dig everything.
Shop knuckle.
Wow, you see there, at least, like, I'm coming across cool to him, which I never thought would happen when I woke up this morning. We're hanging out on Vuv Central, hashtag Vuv Central. Scooby Nero is in the building. South African-based Nigerian award-winning multi-genre artist. Different comments coming through here. Lesejo Mise says, yas, and then 100 emojis. Shailene says, loving your work. Keep making dope tracks.
Thank you, Charlene.
Lennox says, nice save. Yeah, there, because I was trying to put you under pressure with Drake and Deliz, and then Lennox saw that, and he was like, nice save. Tell me about kind of if you know a song is going to be successful or not. Are you at a point yet where you know after you've made something that it's going to be a hit or not?
Okay, that's where we come back to the social media part. You understand? Show me that up, you tell. It's very easy to know these days if your song is going to be a hit. Just put the first 10 seconds of the song. Just record the first 10 seconds of you in the studio, just vibing to the song. You hear people asking, when is it coming out? Where can I get a song? Oh my God, this is a hit. How can I, you know? Then you already know.
Accent as well.
You understand? By the fans, how they approach the song, how they accept the song. You know, there are some you don't even get people really, really asking any questions. Just know that, man, this one is not a scrap. You understand? There's some song they'll be like, wow, where can I get it? Please, can I download the song? Somebody very random that just followed you will be like, wow, this is a dope song. Is it out yet? Now, you know, this one is, people are like giving positive, you know, reaction to it.
So you can almost build, and you know it's going to be successful without, like, yeah, from literally the first 10 seconds if people have...
The first
amazing.
10 seconds, because people are not, it's not like they're trying to, like, impress you. It's even from your homies that appreciate your work and everything. These are random people from maybe America or from Nigeria or from Ghana. They'll be like, hey, what song is this? I like the song. Where can I download the song? You know, things like that. Yeah, so you know this one is a hit. You know,
instantly you know it's going to be successful.
Yeah.
Girl Ginger says, Scooby is my guy. But are you formally anyone's guy? Like, are you, is that a form? Are you like, are you married? Are you single? Are you dating? What is the story here?
I'm 100% single.
100% single.
100%
and
single.
Anyone I ask will say that.
Come on, the whole world know.
Okay,
you understand the whole world.
Why do you think that is? Because I know that's what the next question is.
Okay, because apparently some people, like 80% of the world, they're just like, oh, Scoop's a bad boy. You see all this. Beautiful girls around him. You think this guy is in a relationship? You think any girl want to settle for this guy? Since all these girls are around him and all that, there'll be no chance. You know, all these ladies just keep having this inferiority complex, like, how am I going to, you know, this guy sees a lot of beautiful girls every day. He's always around beautiful girls. How's he going to, is he going to appreciate me, like, you know, for me and things like that? But I'm a nice guy, actually. When you come closer, you know, when you come get to know me better, you know that, yeah, I'm a very nice guy. Ushama! Let's go.
Okay, there's your answer. Lesejo says, lol, it's getting juicy. I don't know.
Lesejo. The only Lesejo I know is Tickleyonce. Okay, oops, not Tickleyonce though. Because she's troublesome.
Oh, is it? Yeah. What do your DMs look like on social media?
My DM is popping, it's hot.
I have no doubt that it is.
My DM is hot.
Shailene says, 100% single question mark. Ladies, send your applications. Where should they send them to?
I don't want to
date. Okay, he doesn't want them. Okay. Beautiful girls want
I'm, you. I'm sorry to cut it short. I'm dating my hustle now, my music.
Okay.
That's what I'm dating right now, you know? Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm not doing anything.
You know what they call ginger, you know?
And then lots of different people entering the room. On Vuv, you can send gifts. What's the best gift that you've ever received in real life? What's the best gift you've ever given?
The best gift I've ever received was my daughter.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah,
my baby mama gave birth to my daughter on my birthday.
Wow, your daughter was born on your birthday.
Yeah.
That's incredible. How old is your daughter
She's
now?
She's 4 now.
Wow.
Sierra. Shout out, Sierra. Daddy loves you.
Yeah. You must be like she's going to be so lucky at school because having you pick her up versus the other parents that are like accountants and lawyers is going to be so cool by comparison.
Yeah, I suppose that.
What has that taught you, having a daughter? How does it change
you? To treat mommies nice, eh? For real. Like, you know, to respect ladies and all that. Because I wouldn't want anybody to do anything bad to my daughter, you know. So I appreciate the ladies. I think since the give birth to the girl, I don't swear in like songs like, I don't use the B word and,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. She just changed my life somehow, you know.
Yeah.
She changed my life somehow.
Here's a message. LOL, the DMs are spicy already. He does need more spice. This is probably in response to the applications thing. And then some people saying that this is all actually just too much. You're just too much in general. Dude, talk to me about what it is that you want to achieve in 2018. We are well into a brand new year now. January is very far behind us. But what's the plan with the hustle for the next 11 months?
I want to be successful. I just want to make it. You understand? I want to make it better than I was yesterday. Even if I make it, I still want to make it better than I was in 2018. Or I will be in 2018. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go forward. Forward ever. But I just say this. I don't think, you know, we humans, we never ever, I won't say we never ever satisfied, but we always want more.
Mm.
You understand? We always want the best for ourselves and all that. So I always want more. And I will always want more. You understand? Not like I don't appreciate where I'm at right now, but I still want more. Because I'm a Nigerian, I want more.
What advice would you give to, and you know that, I mean, I'm joking about what your DMs look like. There's probably a lot of crazy stuff there, but there's also probably a lot of young people that want to be like you and have a career like yours and are passionate about music. They want to do things like bring out fashion lines. It looks like you're already ready to give your advice. So what is your advice to those guys? And be honest as well.
I don't sugarcoat. Right. Okay. Let's take it back.
Okay.
Scooby Nero never sugarcoats. I keep it one on it. For real.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not scared of anybody. That. Okay. If I say something like I don't lie, will anybody believe me? Like I don't lie. I'm not scared of anybody. Let's keep it one on it. So for the younger ones, they must always, you know, believe in the dreams, whatever they want to. Just believe it. Anything you believe in, you're gonna achieve. Just put in work.
Yeah.
You understand? 100% work. Don't do this and do that. Just be focused. You know, stay focused.
And put in the work.
Understand? Put in work.
I don't want
to... You're going to achieve what you want.
I don't want to run out of time while you're dropping all this great advice as well for people to see you put in the work by following you on social media just before we wrap on 196 and, of course, in the VOOV app as well. How do we find you on social media?
It's at Scobinero, at S-C-O-O-B-Y-N-E-R-O, everywhere. I'm the only Scobinero in the world, and I've seen a lot of fake accounts these days. You know, it's killing me. Like, you know, a lot of people DMing me and telling me things like, hey, Scooby, is this you? You know, it was this person trying to reach me and stuff like that. Just, you understand?
And now you're showing me your DMs.
I have to show you, yeah. See, oh, wow. Is this you?
Okay.
See, somebody's always like, yeah, you know, faking to the Scooby and stuff.
Okay.
Scooby Nero,
sure,
Scooby
there's
Nero,
a lot of stuff. There's a lot.
A lot.
In there.
A lot,
yeah,
bro.
Okay. listen, it's been so cool hanging out. Just a final shout out to the different people here. Lesejo says, dreams aren't forever because they become true, picking up on what you were saying. That's a cool statement there. It's been very, very cool hanging out. Scooby Nero, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, but shout out. Let's go. Turn up. Let's get it.
Exactly what he said.
Are we done?
Yeah, yeah, we're going to do...
Like I can go home.
No, we're going to do okay. A quick segment after this. I'm just going to play one of your songs. I'll find out, my nigga. Scooby Nero hanging out, and such a dope little conversation with him on VOOV Central just now. But there is more to come with him other side of this. Hellman on CliffCentral.com. So Scooby, we had a really dope little hang now on DSTV 196 and of course in the VOOV app as well. Now we continue the conversation on CliffCentral.com. I want to speak for a second about where you grew up. I didn't even like delve into it. And what kind of kid you were when you were growing up? Was this all in sight when you were a kid that you'd land up where you are today?
No. I grew up as an only child.
Oh,
from both
cool.
parents, yeah.
I'm also an only child. I don't know what it means, but I am.
It means a lot. Like, come
on. Do you think it changes you?
It changes you forever.
Okay.
You understand? I grew up as an only child, you know, where... Wherever you have as a friend, you want to make the person a brother, but you find out that there's really a difference between the real brother and just a friend. You understand? So I grew up in Warri local government in Nigeria. That's in Delta State, you know. But some adolescent age, I was in Lagos, Nigeria. You understand? So that's how I grew up. Should I keep going?
Yeah. I'm listening, yeah.
I still started as a dancer, you know.
A dancer?
A dancer, yeah. Like
what
a
kind of
break
dance?
Dancer, hip-hop cool. dancer, b-boy and stuff. I used to be very skinny back in the days, though. Yeah. So I danced for Aloku J, Akon,
jeez.
Rugged Man. That's 2006. That was like my first mega big show in Star Mega Jam 2006. So after then, I went to boxing, for like 3 years. Yeah. Then I came to SA in like 2010. Yeah. I came to watch football. Soccer.
Yeah, that was a big year for us, 2010.
yeah, I came to watch soccer like every other person. So, but I liked the country, you know, so I just stayed. And, you know, I decided to start doing music from 2013, taking music serious and all that. Because I had seen this funny guy, you're very, very jovial. Everybody likes you, you know. Even my homeboys are like, ah, man, you can do this, man. Keep doing it. But the thing about the art is like, I fell in love with the art fully. You understand? I fell in love with the art fully, so... I went hard with it, yeah.
And you haven't kind of looked back since?
Never.
What is it you think that South Africa has helped you unlock or living in SA has helped you achieve?
My music career. Scooby Nero. I got the name here in SA.
How did that come about? Tell me about how the name came
about. Okay, I'm this guy that whenever I dance, you know, everybody makes sound. Like, dancers will understand this. When you're dancing, you'll be like, either ta, 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 ta. All those kind of noise, you make sounds. So mine was like, Scooby! Scooby, so people were like, who's that guy that says Scooby when he's dancing?
Yeah.
So they don't know my name. They were like, hey, come on, everyone. My names are like Tony Chooks, you know, so people call me Tony Tonero. So when they see me instead of Tony Tonero, they'll be like, hey, Scooby. So I just got from the Tonero, I just had it Scooby Nero. You understand? So Tony Tonero is from
that's
the street.
That's the coolest story I've ever heard about.
You understand? So I'm going to say Scooby. So I just had it Scooby Nero. But now they're like, close to like 30 Scooby Neros on social media or 50, if possible. How did it come about that name? They don't know. They just got the idea from school, you know.
But this is what you do, I guess, is that you make stuff cool and then people just kind of follow and copy. This is what it is. Well, listen, it's been very, very cool hanging out, Scooby, Nero, and I'm excited to see what comes next. And it's really great to have you in SA as well. Yeah.
Sorry, bro, my EP is out, though.
Yeah, tell me.
16-track EP.
Tell me.
Yeah, I have a 16-track EP where I featured. Yeah, you can see Questa, Black Les, Moonshot, Sanali. I'm dropping the video soon. It's gonna be premiering on MTV Base. It'd be crazy. I love the track with It'd Be Crazy. It's very, very dope.
Yeah.
Jago Kush.
I dig it. What should I play next out of your tracks here?
Please play track 2. That's with It'd Be Crazy. It's called For You.
Yes, I got it.
It's for the ladies. Oh my God.
Which of your songs is not for the ladies? Hang on. Actually, producer Palesa, what is your take on this man? Tell me, if you brought this man home, what would your father say?
I'm not sure. Probably love him and hate him.
Okay, why would he love him? Why would he hate him?
He's a very opinionated, he knows himself. Like, he's a strong, you know, strong, confident, yeah, man, you know, outspoken.
You're smart. You're loyal. take this gold chain. Go buy yourself a car. A Benz.
I'm taking it, actually. And then he'd probably hate him because he's just a woman magnet. Chick magnet. Like,
yeah, I was looking at his Instagram. I mean, you really are.
But like, that is not my fault, though.
What do you mean it's not your fault?
You know, I've gotten depressed over this. I've cried over this.
When your hand is on someone's thigh, your hand is on their thigh. That's your hand. So how is it not your fault?
Okay, why do they allow me to do that?
Okay, so it's whose fault is it?
Because I'm just Scooby Nero like that.
You see, doesn't even apologize about it. It's like, you know, I can't help it.
Just, okay, what it is.
Someone has to call. Yeah, this could want to come chill with you. What's up? What are you doing? Next thing, she's just dancing and twerking. Me, I don't shy away from things like that. Okay, let's do it. What's up, man? I'm here chilling out here.
Hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out.
There you go. And that's, I mean, you're cool. So that's what comes with being cool. All right, we're going to play this track now. Scooby Nero, thank you so much for stopping by. EP is out. Very, very cool to touch base, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. CliffCentral.com.